From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. More details emerge on the plan DNR wildlife managers released on moose research and management. They hope the proposal will reverse a population decline and keep the big animals in the state for decades to come. The plan seeks to bolster research into what is killing moose faster than they can reproduce, and then find what the state can do to turn the population around. Warmer summer and winter temperatures, parasites spread by deer, disease, and likely other factors have combined to thwart moose in the southern edge of their natural range. An estimated 4,900 moose are in northeastern Minnesota, which is down 11% from last year and down from more than 8,000 a decade ago. The proposal would keep deer numbers in the primary moose range of St. Louis, Lake, and Cook counties to 10 or fewer per square mile. The DNR considers this a critical density because deer carry brainworm parasites fatal to moose. Warmer winters encourage more deer to live farther north, increasing the risk of brainworm in moose. More controversial and hard to enforce would be the effort to ban recreational deer feeding in that primary moose range to avoid artificially raising deer numbers. The proposal would further close the moose hunting season in any moose management zones where hunter success rates drop below 20% for 3 years or below 10% inside the BWCAW. Reducing hunting permits as the ratio of bulls to cows continues to drop is also proposed. Experts believe that if the number of bulls drops below 2/3 of the cow numbers, the overall population could collapse. Rounding out the proposal is continued research into the causes of moose mortality, especially calf moose, including the effects of wolves and bears killing the young. Public comments on the moose plan will be accepted through the 30th of September. To see the plan and to make comments, go to www.mndnr.gov/moose. County commissioners and Grand Marais Council members held a work session Tuesday afternoon in an attempt to find a way to end the community center pool impasse. The city has a contract with Burbach Aquatics that was negotiated in June of 2005. Because the contract was never formally terminated, Grand Marais may be obliged to use Burbach for the repair, replacement, or renovation of a city pool. An aquatics center is part of the new community center proposal, but Burbach was not chosen by the county to design its pool. If Grand Marais enters into a design or operating agreement with the county, they could be in for a lawsuit that might cost them upwards of $325,000. The county not only wants city input and participation in its pool planning, it also wants guarantees that the city will continue to be financially involved in a new pool, much the same as it has been with its own municipal pool. The problem is the pool is not a moneymaker. City Councilor Tim Kennedy.
A swimming pool is a recreational amenity that community provides. It doesn't make money. It doesn't pay for itself, no more than a ball field pays for itself. It just happens that a swimming pool costs a lot more to maintain and operate.
City Administrator Mike Roth said even with county help, the pool is a losing proposition.
For 2011, I guess our budget, we expect to spend about $298,000 on operating the pool and receive about $60,000 in revenue.
Still, the commissioners and council members agreed that a pool was an important feature of the community center plan. There was some speculation in the community whether the 1% sales tax money could be used to fund a standalone pool. County Attorney Tim Scannell said he'd reviewed the legislation.
I believe that this legislation allows for you to go forward with somehow renovating or otherwise doing a standalone pool. That said, as a practical matter, you're killing the community center, I think, without the pool.
Members discussed a number of avenues allowing them to proceed with the community center, including continued negotiations with Burbach Aquatics to bring them into the project as design consultants. Commissioner Jan Hall asked if an agreement was even possible. Scannell wasn't especially hopeful more discussions would be fruitful.
We know that they would agree to do something. It's just going to cost a lot of money, like multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars, at least as per our dialogue with them. The thing that's frustrating about this is all of this conversation is interesting, but we wouldn't be having any of it but for the fact of that contract. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be visiting this issue of the pool. We wouldn't be having these. We would be moving forward on the community center project. And what's really frustrating to me is that we're letting Burbach basically hold this project and the community hostage over what I see as nonsensical language in the contract. I mean, I understand that there are different ways to interpret any set of words that you want, but we need to get that behind us.
Commissioner Hall pushed the issue further.
Legally, can we fight that? Well, the city, the county, I mean, whoever's gonna, I mean, if you took it to court, you would think that someone or whoever would be listening to it would say, this is ridiculous.
Grand Marais City Attorney Chris Hood had been following the discussion by speakerphone and brought up a couple of approaches. In the end, one tactic seemed to rise above the others.
The other potential issue there is the contract calls for, as its remedy, arbitration and, you know, for disputes under the contract. And so on the one hand, we would have to some degree perhaps contend with that arbitration clause. So we may ultimately be in arbitration anyway, seeking some clarification or declaration by the arbitrator of rights.
Both Scannell and Hall endorsed the arbitration route as easier and less costly than other options. Scannell said it made sense.
A reasonable person looking at the situation is going to find in favor of the city, regardless of whether there was an explicit notice given of suspension, given how long this has been out there.
Scannell added that even if an arbitrator would not find entirely for the city, they won't say the breach of contract should be awarded, but a lesser figure instead. City Attorney Hood agreed with Scannell.
You know, at this point, I strongly feel there's been no breach.
Details of when and if the city formally terminated the pool project still need to be worked out. Long-term inactivity may work in favor of a settlement through arbitration. Scannell said it doesn't seem as though a contract can go on forever.
I don't know the provision off the top of my head, but I'm sure that there's a provision out there that says that you can't, in essence, hold a governmental entity, you know, in a contract in perpetuity or something. And maybe we don't quite get there, but it sure looks like it's getting there, given that this contract was signed 7 years ago.
By meeting's end, it was agreed that either Burbach works with the city and county, the governments go into arbitration to end the contract, or the entire project ends. Commissioners move to allow attorneys Scannell and Hood to further negotiate with Burbach's attorney. The city council will move on the issue at their August 31st meeting. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.